Funding is a major challenge regarding climate change over the years. To this end, stakeholders and civil society organizations have met in Accra to brainstorm on how to develop strategies to access funding. The Deputy Director in charge of Climate Change and Sustainable Development at the Ministry of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Peter Derry, says Ghana cannot afford to lose the opportunity of accessing the fund if the fight against climate change is to be won. Rosalind Ganyaglo reports.
The meeting offered participants the opportunity to come up with a national climate fund and how to accelerate the implementation of the National Climate Change Policy Strategy. The Deputy Director in charge of Climate Change and Sustainable Development, Peter Derry, explained that Ghana needs a strategic plan of international standards to attract donor partners.
They have created structures and avenues through which they can commit those resources. And one of them is what we call the Green Climate Fund, which is the GCF. We have to position ourselves in such a way that when monies are put into this fund and countries are asked to access it, we can also benefit. Because before you can access it, there will be a criteria, and you will have to meet the criteria. You will have to present proposals, and those proposals must be presented within a certain format and must meet certain standards. Because we have lost previous opportunities, we have taken incremental steps to make sure that future ones, we don't lose them. Future is actually bright and we will see light at the end of the tunnel.
The Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Akwesi Opomfusu, in a speech read for him said, government is committed to tackling climate change and called on all to come on board.
Over the years, Ghana, like most African countries, has generally failed to attract the needed investment. Much as this situation may be attributed to many factors, the absence of a coordinated policy strategy, both at the governmental and agency levels, account for this failure. It is for this reason that the ministry decided to develop the National Climate Change Policy Strategy, which will serve as a master plan for climate interventions for the short term to the medium term. The success of national efforts at promoting it depends on the combined effort of government, the private sector, and our development partners.
He said resources must be mobilized to finance climate-related activities. This will aid in achieving the aspirations of the National Climate Change Policy Document.
Rosalind Ganyaglo reporting.